Burl Schwartz. He's the publisher of the Lansing City Pulse. Good morning, Burl.
Good morning, Tony. Yeah, I'm sitting in the lobby of the Drake Hotel looking at their magnificent Christmas tree, listening to the train running on the display they have for that. It's glorious.
Well, good for you. That's a cool place to be in a great hotel.
Indeed.
I've stayed there before. Well, I have to say, happy anniversary. It's a little belated.
Thank you.
But the
we still made it. No, it's still our 10th anniversary.
Well, the City Pulse, as someone who has contributed as an entertainment and news writer, it's pretty neat. I can remember when you were struggling, you were saying, "Oh, Tony, things are so tight, and we've got to get the advertisers." And but to see the growth and to see all the ads, so now I know you're rolling in the dough. It must be interesting, Burl, to see your work culminating into something that seems to have a solid ground now.
Well, obviously, yeah, I'm gratified. I'm glad I'm not one of those people whose unemployment benefits have run out. 10 years seems like nothing unless you own your own business and you've tried to make it work that long. And obviously, it's not me. I mean, I'm one of them, one of the people, but it's a lot of people over the years, some of whom have been with City Pulse the whole time, who've made this thing work. And I have to, it's amazing to me in this day and age in which print is dying, has died in a lot of places, has been reduced to, daily papers have been reduced to just two or three a week. To see us actually still here and growing, our circulation grew 10% in the last year.
Burl, I want you to react to, here's this City Pulse. Every time I mention you're coming on the show or I mention that, oh, that's that liberal rag, and they only have one take of what's going on. How do you respond when people say that?
Well, we actually do readership surveys, and there are people who totally disagree with the political philosophy behind City Pulse, which is liberal. But a lot of our readers are very middle of the road. Some identify themselves as conservative. I think what people agree upon who read it week in and week out is we try very hard to uphold high journalistic standards. We try to be fair to people in our stories. But at the same time, we're not middle of the road. We do have a point of view, and we select our stories because we think this is what's important.
I thought it was interesting in a story that I recently saw. It's something that I saw coming a long time ago, but it's a story about David Andrews, the television newscaster who may be moving to mornings. When Jason Colthorpe was taken away from Fox 47, I could kind of see this coming.
I think a lot of people feel the same way. It's interesting with anchor people. You see it more with women, that they get discarded or they get demoted. Men tend to hold on longer, but the youth drives a lot of markets. The youth drives City Pulse to a certain extent. We're doing a readership survey right now. We want our age of the average reader not to go up, and I think that's a big deal for TV. Also, I think WLNS has done an excellent job, particularly in the morning. But again, who's the anchor man there? Evan Kinsenoff. How old is Evan? I'm sure he's under 30.
Yeah, and what's also interesting, too, is the TV ratings cash cow for the mornings, has always been on NBC and the morning show, and then the news has cut-ins. So I would only imagine, no disrespect to Lauren Evans, who, along with Jason Colthorpe, may be taking over the anchors for the 6-11 and for the 5, 6, and 11. But you put David Andrews in there, and boy, that gives that newscast a lot more pizzazz, if you will.
Well, David is a strong broadcaster, obviously. He's been in this market a long time now, very well known, but the younger audience is important in every part of TV. I think that David Andrews is going to have a tough time on his hands keeping WILX competitive against WLNS.
All right, before I let you go, what was the story of the year for the city of Lansing?
Gosh, I guess it's a tie for me. One is the getting the accident fund open, huge thing for Lansing to get to transform that albatross of the old BWL power plant into the campus for the accident fund. And I think the other big story was the November election when voters approved in Lansing a property tax. And also the sale of the Red Cedar. Remember, they failed to approve the property tax rule. They came to this realization that they need to, they're going to have to put some of their own money back into the city more than they had been doing.
All right, Burl Schwartz is the publisher of the Lansing City Pulse. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary. Congratulations, Burl. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Thanks so much, Tony.